Ah, the sizzle of McDonald's sausage. It's enough to make you crave your favorite breakfasts. Enough to head over to McDonald's. Enough to make you really wish this commercial were scratch and sniff.
And if you're a sausage person, now get two satisfyingly savory sausage McGriddles, sausage biscuits, or sausage burritos for just $3.33. Or mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
To take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Every nursing and expectant mother should know the value of Horlicks malted milk. It is one of the finest foods for them. Rich in full cream milk, in the strengthening and bodybuilding qualities of choice barley malt extract. It has been recommended by medical and hospital authorities for nearly 50 years. Horlicks, the original malted milk, is beneficial for both mother and baby. It can be bought at any drugstore. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Abner was caught in Squire Kemp's home last night, night before last, rather, attempting to recover some valuable evidence that Squire intended using in his lawsuit against Lum and Abner. However, yesterday, Squire agreed to drop the burglary charges he had brought against Abner if the old fellow would sign a certain agreement he'd drawn up. Well, evidently, this agreement is causing some more trouble, for as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner down at their store in a very heated discussion about it. Listen.
Well, if we lose this case, you can just blame it on yourself. You had no business signing a document like that in the first place.
Well, I never paid no attention to what was in it, Lum, so I just said if I'd sign it, well, he'd drop them charges against me, so I just slapped my name right on it.
Looks like you're doing everything you can to help Squire win this case. He's got enough evidence now to where he can't help but win the lawsuit. He's got that note we wrote him admitting it was our fault he got hurt in our picture show, and you went and signed this thing yesterday and made it worse than ever.
Well, I still don't see what there is in it you're raising such a fuss about.
Well, according to this, you went over there to steal that note from him because you feared for him to use it for evidence in court.
Well, that's the truth. That was the reason I was trying to get it back. And I wasn't going to steal it. I was just going to take it.
Yeah, but, Abner, it looked twice as bad to a jury now. We could have made out like that note never amounted to nothing. But this shows right here that we know it's damaging evidence again.
Well, you'd have signed it, too, if you'd have been my seed. I'd rather lose that lawsuit than to take chances on going to the penitentiary or breaking in Squire's house.
Yeah, we could have got you out of that somewhere, Robert.
Well, read that agreement again, Lum. Let's see just what it was that I did sign.
Well, this is a copy he gave you, but recollect, Squire's got one just like it that he'll bring up in court just sure as it will.
Yeah.
And that's all he wanted you. To whom it may concern. This is to certify that I burglarized the home of M.K. Skimp for the sole purpose of recovering certain evidence which I knew Mr. Skimp could use in court to prove that we were liable for the injuries he sustained in our theater. Signed, Abner Peabody, and witnessed by M.K. Skinner.
Well, that don't sound very good today, but I was sure tickled to death to sign it yesterday.
I don't see for the life of me how we can ever get around evidence like that in court. And the case is set for Friday, day after tomorrow.
Mm.
We've got two more days to figure out some way to win that case, or we're going to have to pay Squire the $1,000 damages.
Well, I'll study up some way out of it.
Well, the best thing you can do is just to keep out of it. Just let me handle it from here out. It took up all my time so far. I'm doing what you did wrong.
Yeah, it's getting to where everything I do is wrong.
Well, Abner, I hate to keep fussing at you all the time. I know what you're trying to help, but you just keep making matters worse.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
Well, the trouble is, you don't think things over careful. You just jump right out in the middle of things. You ought to look before you leap.
When did I do any jumping?
Yesterday, finding this thing.
You mean when me and Squaw was back there in the feed room?
Well, yeah.
Why, I never done no jumping back there. Why, I just held that piece of paper out there and I signed it. Neither one of us done no jumping.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it. Felt like jumping up and down when he said he was going to dismiss them charges against me for breaking in his house, but I never.
Well, I don't mean sure enough jumping at me.
Well, what other kind of jumping is it?
Jumping? Leaping before you look.
Well, I always look before I jump. Don't you worry about that. That would be a good way for a fella to get in trouble showing up.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, a fella go around jumping without looking like he's liable to get bad hurt. Jump off a building or something.
Oh, I ain't talking about jumping off of nothing, Abner.
Well, I always look before I jump on something, too.
Well, you still don't know what I'm talking about. When I say look before you leap, I don't mean look with your eyes. I mean...
Well, that's all I've got to look with, Mom, is my eyes.
I mean, no, study things over careful before you do them.
Oh, you mean study it over careful before I jump, huh?
Yeah, chances are if you study a thing over, you'll change your mind about it, not do it.
I figure it's too high.
Well, you figure it ain't the thing to do. It's always best to stop and think a thing over careful before you move.
You mean just stand there and think?
Why, of course.
Sometimes that might work, but now there's others when it won't.
It'll always work.
Well, it might if the mule would stop and think, too, but I'd hate to count on that.
What are you talking about? What mule?
That and down there at Kalo's blacksmith shop. That and kicked at me the other day. I'd have stopped to thank him before I jumped, or he'd have kicked the hip pockets right off.
Oh, for goodness sake. No wonder you get yourself into
now,
some injury.
Wait a minute. Who's that coming in here?
What?
Right there.
Oh, then I don't know.
I saw him from us before, but I can't place him.
More like some drummer wanting to sell us something. Well, I can tell him right now he's wasting his time. We don't need a thing, not a thing.
I don't believe he's a drummer, though, Lum. I saw him recent coming. Yeah. Hey, see now, where was it then? Where did I see that
guy? I don't know, Abner.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is.
Wait a minute, be quiet. Well, come in, sir. How do you do?
How do you do, gentlemen? Is Mr. Edwards and Mr. Peabody in?
Yes, sir, we're both of us in. This is us right here. Was there something for you?
Why, yes. My name is Ferguson. I believe my firm is defending you in a damage suit.
Oh, are you at Mr. DeLonghi, a lawyer?
Yes, they sent me out to get some additional information regarding Mr. Skimp's accident.
Well, fine. Good.
Tom.
Sit right down.
Could I talk to you just a minute?
Not now, Abner, not now.
It's something important.
Well, it can wait. Can't you see I'm busy?
Yeah, but before you start on
just
that,
just take Abner. Sit there now and don't say a word to Mr. Ferguson tonight. Just then, excuse me, Mr. Ferguson. This is Mr. Peabody, my partner.
Howdy.
My name is Edwards, President Edwards.
Well, glad to meet you, I'm sure. If you gentlemen now will just answer a few questions for me here, I won't take up just a few minutes of your time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we want to help all we can. Anything you want to know, I'll be glad to explain it to you. You just sit and listen, Edwards. Maybe you won't get us into more trouble if you don't talk much.
Well, I'll just tell you something, before you start in.
Go ahead, Mr. Ferguson.
Well, the case is coming up Friday, and we just want to get the inside story of the accident.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're your counsel, and anything you tell us will be kept in a strict confidence.
Abner, if you open your head again, I'm going to whop you on. Now, hush up. Whatever you've got to say, you can wait till after Mr. Ferguson leaves. You didn't talk to me, and you sitting there yelling. Now, what was it, Mr. Ferguson?
Well, first, I'd like to know if you saw the accident, either of you.
No, I reckon wasn't nobody actually saw it. They just found Squire laying in the aisle unconscientious.
Yeah, that's where he was, that grand tapestry.
Shut up, Abner.
Well, no witnesses then.
No witness.
Now, Mr. Edwards, have you the proper lighting in your theater?
Which was
the proper lighting facilities in your theater.
Well, I don't know about that now. It's Dorothy Pickin there.
Yeah.
It's a wonder to me more of them ain't fell down and hurt themselves than have.
Well, you'd say then that Mr. Skimp fell because of improper lighting facilities.
Well, yes.
Now, Mr. Edwards, I have the questions all made out here. I just want to get your answers and then have you sign the statement for our file.
Why, sure. You don't need to explain them things to me. See, I'm a justice of the peace out here in Pine Ridge, and I know all about legal matters that way.
Yes. Well, do you think Mr. Skimp was badly hurt in his fall?
Well, I don't know. He was sure carrying on like he was down there that night.
Oh, I never heard such groaning and taking on in my life.
He claimed he was hurt in the back, and Doc Miller says you can't tell about that for sure. But personal, I don't
think... Well, do you think Mr. Skimp is entitled to $1,000 personal damages? Oh, I'll put that another way. If it had been you that had the accident in some other theater and you were seriously injured, would you expect to collect damages?
Well, yeah, I reckon I would, but of course that ain't...
Well, I think that's all the questions that I have to ask you, Miss Edwards. Now, if you'll just sign this statement right there, I won't take up any more of your time. I see you're a very busy man.
Oh, yeah, see, I'm just as a piece, and I'm president of the store here, and of course, managing the theater over there.
Yes, yes.
President of the school board, all them things takes up about his time.
Well, I'll just sign this right here, Miss Edwards.
Right there.
Yes, here's the pen.
No, no.
I don't think we'll have any trouble winning this case now, Mr. Edwards, and not with this evidence.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you say that. Say, is that all for me to sign now?
Yes, I think it'll be sufficient.
You want me to put my notary public seal on
it? No, that won't be necessary.
Come on, I can in the drawer.
That's all right. I think your signature will be sufficient. Well, I'll get right back to town and get to work on the case. Glad to meet you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to meet you, too. Anything else we can do for you, now, just let us know.
All right, thank you, Mr. Edwards. Good day.
Good day. Well, then, as he found out, he was talking to somebody that knows just about as much about legal matters as he does. What was it you wanted to say a while ago now?
Nothing. It's too late now.
Too late?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you who he was.
Oh, well, I know who he was. He's our lawyer. Ferguson, he said his name was.
He ain't our lawyer, no such a thing. He's Squire Skimp's lawyer. I seen him and Squire talking the other day, and Dick Cutterson told me who he was. And his name ain't Ferguson, neither. It's Clark, Clark, and Clark.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And there goes another link in that chain of evidence Squire is collecting for his case against Lum and Abner. And now, may I introduce Mr. Gray of Evanston.
Thanks, Mr. Griffin. Rather than write you a letter, I thought I'd like to tell you my experience with Horlicks personally. Not long ago, my wife had a rather serious illness which left her unable to sleep at night. And that's what brings me here, to tell you what a marvelous help we found your malted milk to be. Horlicks not only helped her get as much real sleep as she needed, but it also helped build her back to health again.
My name's Warner, Mr. Brickett. I had a rather similar experience with Horlicks. I've been working pretty hard lately and couldn't get much sleep nights before I tried your product. Used to toss around for hours, and guess I must have been in pretty nervous state. Anyway, I'm sure glad I heard you mention Horlicks over the radio. It made a new man of me, all right. Never slept better in all my life since I started taking it.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I'm glad to hear you found Horlicks so helpful. If any of our other listeners have trouble getting to sleep, I suggest they try Horlicks, too. Last thing at night before going to bed. All druggists keep Horlicks in both natural and chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Brickett, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks. We now bid you all good night and good health.
the sizzle of McDonald's sausage. It's enough to make you crave your favorite breakfasts. Enough to head over to McDonald's. Enough to make you really wish this commercial were scratch and sniff.
And if you're a sausage person, now get two satisfyingly savory sausage McGriddles, sausage biscuits, or sausage burritos for just $3.33. Or mix and match. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.